From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And today, President Obama announced that millions of people whose insurance plans were canceled under Obamacare because they didn't meet the requirements will now be able to keep those plans through next year.
The announcement follows yesterday's report on the low initial enrollment numbers for the Affordable Care Act. And today, the president also acknowledged that the ACA's troubled launch is causing his fellow Democrats some significant political problems.
There is no doubt that our failure to roll out the ACA smoothly has put a burden on Democrats, whether they're running or not.
Well, here to help us understand the implications is NPR's digital politics editor, Charlie Mattesi. And Charlie, welcome.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, what do you make of the fact that the president is addressing this about the canceled plans today? What's the impact of that?
Well, I think it just goes to show the political imperative of the moment in addressing the troubled rollout. Democrats aren't panicked yet, but it's definitely nail-biting time here in Washington. Naturally, the president's party is very concerned, uneasy, and deeply frustrated with the rollout and the status at the moment, because we already know what the broad political narrative is going to be in 2014. Democrats will frame Republicans as a reckless Tea Party-controlled party that shut down the government. And Republicans, for their part, are going to focus on Obamacare and what they see as the far-reaching dangers of that law. So for Democrats, the fear is that this rocky rollout, combined with the president's broken pledge that Americans could keep their existing insurance plans, the concern is that that is going to provide fuel for Republican attacks next year and cloud the Democratic message and keep Democrats on the defensive, all of which explains how we get to this moment and where the president has to propose a fix.
Right. So we are seeing evidence of that frustration that you were talking about amongst congressional Democrats. For example, there apparently was a tense meeting between White House officials and House Democrats yesterday. Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania being quoted as saying, "I'm frustrated with how the Affordable Care Act rolled out and I let them know in no uncertain terms." How significant are the cracks in the party, if any, here?
Well, they're notable. There's no question about it. We're beginning to see signs of a real fissure among Democrats over these proposals. I think on the whole, Democratic office holders believe that while voters are uncomfortable with the ACA, with the Affordable Care Act, they favor fixing it rather than a wholesale repeal. But the political calculus really depends on each politician's individual circumstances. For example, Democrats who are in competitive races or in more conservative areas are more likely to be calling for immediate fixes, such as rolling over existing plans into 2014 or delaying the individual mandate. On the other hand, you've got Democrats who are in a safer position or more liberal Democrats that, for the moment at least, are inclined to ride it out and stick with the White House. At least they're inclined to stick with the White House at this moment.
Mm. Now, is the president's decision to talk about those canceled plans today an attempt to preempt a bill that's scheduled to be put on the House floor tomorrow? It's sponsored by Republican Fred Upton of Michigan, that would allow Americans to keep their existing health coverage through 2014 without penalties. Essentially, exactly what the president is talking about today.
Right. I think you raised an important point there. It's not quite clear how this proposed fix that we're expecting is going to be received on Capitol Hill. But the underlying situation here is there is a scheduled vote tomorrow on a Republican bill that would grandfather in these health insurance policies. And the concern that the administration has is that there could be lots of Democratic defections on this bill. And the reason is that for Democrats, there needs to be a solution and it needs to come very quickly. And it's possible that an administrative fix isn't going to be enough for them. They want to be able to go on record with a vote on this issue so they can go back home and tell their constituents that they voted to make sure people could keep their policies. And that's very important to them, that they'll have that vote will inoculate them against the upcoming attacks.
Hmm. Now, what about on the Senate side? Because I understand that Democrat Mary Landrieu is sponsoring a slightly different bill, but that also might get traction in the Senate.
Right. You've got a couple of different ideas that are knocking around the Senate right now. And again, what's interesting here is that they're coming from members who are under extreme pressure back home. They're coming from places like Louisiana, where Mary Landrieu is calling for letting Americans roll over all existing insurance plans into 2013. Louisiana is a state where there have been lots of folks who have been affected by the canceled policies. And she's in a very, very tight race in 2013 and must go on record right now to her constituents as someone who is addressing the situation. situation. Then you've got another red state Democrat, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who has called for delaying the individual mandate. So the kinds of policy adjustments that you're seeing from Democrats tend to come from the ones who are under the most pressure right now.
Now, Charlie, in the last minute that we have left, House Speaker John Boehner is also speaking today, saying he's skeptical of the administrative fix being offered by the president. Wasn't it just, I don't know, a month ago that we were talking about the GOP and the doldrums it was in due to their failed gambit over the government shutdown? Is all the current focus on the troubled rollout of the Affordable Care Act really taking the heat off the Republican Party right now?
Yeah, doesn't that seem like eons ago that yes. Republicans were on the run and in trouble? Because, you know, naturally, this is political gold for the Republicans. Yesterday, Capitol Hill was buried in an avalanche of Republican press releases, most of them, you know, pretty sharply critical of the dismal enrollment data that was released. But the rocky rollout has really changed the calculus and the dynamic in Washington right now. I mean, the polling data shows that the Democrats have really suffered serious erosion, and so has the president's approval ratings. And mm-hmm. so this is a time right now where Republicans don't want to step on the situation at all. They want to let this fire continue to burn. And leadership has already indicated that, you know, there's not going to be votes to defund or repeal Obamacare at the moment. What they're going to try and do is keep the focus on the problems of Obamacare. And also, they want to keep the focus on making the president keep his promise about mm-hmm. Allowing people to keep their insurance policies if they want to.
NPR's digital politics editor, Charlie Mattesian. Charlie, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Meghna.